Man. Man. Thank you, Barry. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love that song, and I used to be scared of that song. I did. I said, man, I got to win some souls. See, we can't go to heaven by ourselves. We can't. We got to take somebody with us. Because the mission of the church, get it stuck in your brain. Evangelism, edification, and benevolence. All right? That's the mission of the church. And when we had the slogan, speaking what a Bible speak, silent where silent, doing Bible things in Bible ways, calling Bible things by Bible names.
Yes,
sir. Seemed like the church was really growing fast. And people keep records of this stuff. Church of Christ was on top at one time. Membership. Now we're at the bottom of the totem pole. We got to get up and get busy telling somebody about Jesus. People are lost on their way to a devil's hell without a pardon in their hand. We that got the pardon, we got to go and teach them. Because the knowledge that's in our head not going to jump out of our head into their head. Only way it's going to get there is for us to teach it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And live it the best we can.
Yes,
now, my subject is hell.
Yes, sir.
Now we thank our leadership, the elders and Gary, you know, for blessing us to preach in God's pulpit. This is God's pulpit. See, I can't tell if this pulpit. I was at a congregation preaching. I'm going to tore up their pulpit. I'm serious. I'm going to tore up their pulpit.
Okay.
And because the word of God is in me. It's like fire. I've been in the church 31 years. And still feel like a new convert. I want to teach everybody I run into. But I done learned how to, you know, do it in a good way now. Because I used to run to people and quote 30, 35 scriptures. Folks don't know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So I went to school and learned. Under Tom Foster, over at Lindell Church of Christ for 2 years. And we're in the preacher class now learning.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Gary. That's good. You went to school. I got your master's.
Go ahead,
all right. Okay, let me start. My word is hell. And a lot of folk don't understand this word hell. So I want to help us learn a little bit about hell. Just a little bit. Hell got four meanings. Most people don't know that. Hell got four meanings. And my scripture, Hebrews 9:27, it's appointed unto man once to die and then the judgment.
Yes, sir.
Once to die, then the judgment. And then it's according to what hell you go to makes a real big difference. It makes a real big difference. Now, in Revelation 20:14-15, it talks about in death and hell were cast into a lake of fire. This is the second death.
Yes, sir.
You don't want the second death.
Yes, sir.
Okay, now. Gehenna hell is the hell that's prepared for the devil and his angels.
Okay.
You don't want Gehenna hell. But see, in the valley of Hinnom, see, it's a ravine. It's on the south side of Jerusalem. This is where the heathens, god Moloch, were celebrated. You can read about this in Kings, 1 Kings 11:7, 2 Chronicles 23:28-3, Jeremiah 7:32. Also in Chronicles 28:33, It reasonable. You can read about that. Okay, now remember Josiah, when he found the word of God, he tore his clothes and he found the book, and so he wanted to go with the book. So when it was read to him, what he did was tore down all them altars, you know, bust them to pieces, and see. Now, the Valley of Gehenna, okay, what he did was Jerusalem became the south side for the garbage and the rubbish and the heap of Jerusalem as a place of continuous fire. See, Gehenna is a place of continuous fire. You don't want to go with a continuous fire. Mark 9:43. Mark 9:43, my brother.
And if thy hand offend thee.
If thy hand offend thee.
Cut it off.
Cut it off.
It is better for thee to enter into life maimed.
It's better. Read.
Than to have two hands.
Have two hands.
To go into hell.
Go into hell.
Into the fire that never shall be quenched.
The fire that shall never be quenched. You don't want to go to that fire where they never go out. After a person been in hell 900 billion trillion years, still got eternity. Mm. Read.
Where their worms dieth not.
Where the worm die not.
And the fire is not quenched.
And the fire is not quenched.
And if thy foot offend thee.
If thy foot offend thee.
Cut it off.
Cut it off.
It is better for thee to enter halt into life.
It's better
than having two feet
cast into hell,
into the fire that never shall be quenched.
The fire that never be quenched. Read.
Where their worms die not.
Where their worm die not.
And their fire is not
and
quenched.
And their fire don't never go out. Read.
If thy eye offend thee, pluck it out.
Pluck it out.
It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye, than having two eyes cast into hell.
Fire. In hell.
Where their worms die not.
Where the worm die not.
And their fire is not
quenched.
And the fire
is never quenched. See, person die. If I fall out dead right now, my spirit will leave me. When the death angel come getting me, I'm going to know if it's the right death angel. You don't want the wrong death angel to come get you. Okay, now, you know about Luke 19, the rich man, and Lazarus. You know about that. In the Hadean world, you can see, you can feel, you can think. You know where you at. You never mention him to me. Say, man, you don't want to go to a devil's hell. Worms eating your body throughout all eternity. Fire is never quenched. It's fire, but yet darkness. No God. Only God could do something like that. No God. You don't want to go to Gehenna hell. Well. The Bible teaches us in Revelation. Yeah, you need to go read that for me. Revelation 22:11. Revelation 22:11. You want me to get it?
I got it. He that is unjust.
He that is unjust.
Let him be unjust.
Let him be unjust.
And he which is filthy.
He which is filthy.
Let him be filthy still.
Let him be filthy still.
And he that is righteous.
He that is righteous.
Let him be righteous still.
Let him be righteous still. Read.
And he that is holy.
He that is holy.
Let him be holy
still. Let him be holy still. So whatever state you die in, that's the state you're going to be raised in. You don't want to be caught.
That's good.
Unjust. You don't want to be caught filthy. You want to be caught striving to live a righteous life. We all miss the mark sometimes and fall short of the glory of God. Can't none of us talk about each other. None of us. Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 17, 8, he said, the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. And who can know it? Now this leaves lie. Only you, God, only you. See, everybody in here, if you got a proud heart, you better come off of it, because your heart just as bad as mine.
Come on, man. Come on.
Just as bad as mine. God say it's desperately wicked, because out of the heart come the issues of life.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We can't talk about each other. We got to love and forgive each other. Folks come down and make confessions. I don't care how many times they come down. Leave them alone, because they're God's child.
Come on, man.
At least they got the courage to come down.
Yes, sir.
You know, some folks gonna ride the pews or the chairs straight to hell.
Come on, man. Come on.
We got to love one another.
Yeah.
Well, man, we can't be running around here not loving and forgiving one another, man. Talking about each other.
Help us,
can't do it. You die right, you'll get up right. Die wrong, you'll get up wrong. You want to get up right.
Yes, sir.
Daniel 12. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince who is standing for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was, since there was a nation. Even unto that same time, and at that time, thy people shall be delivered. Everyone shall be found written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Man, not in the Lamb's Book of Life. Can't get to God's heaven. Name got to be wrote there. I know Gary gonna tell you how to get your name in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Yes,
and many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to everlasting contempt. Some to everlasting contempt. John 5:28-29. Jesus says, marvel not at this, for the time shall come when those that are in the grave shall hear his voice and come forth. Some gonna come forth to life everlasting, and some to damnation. You don't want Gehenna hell. You don't want Gehenna hell. You don't want Gehenna hell. Say, I'm going to tell you something. Nobody dies and go to heaven. The scriptures prove that. Because every time you read, at the judgment, they coming out of the grave, out of the sea. It ain't saying nobody coming down out of heaven.
Come on now. Preach, man. That's true. That's Bible. They
all was coming up. Tartarus. Tartarus is a Greek verb which means to send into Tartarus. Found only in 2 Peter 2:4. Read that one. 2 Peter 2:4. Tartarus. That's the other word for hell. Yeah. 2 Peter 2:4.
For God spared not the angels that sin,
uh-huh,
but cast them down to hell,
uh-huh,
and delivered them into chains of darkness,
uh-huh,
to be reserved unto judgment.
Reserved unto judgment.
Yeah.
Is that it, Barry?
That's
And spared not the old world,
uh-huh.
but saved Noah the eighth person,
uh-huh.
a preacher of righteousness,
uh-huh.
bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly.
That's it, the world of the ungodly. See, we can't live an ungodly life and expect to go to God's heaven. We can't do it. We can't practice it. We can't practice it. We shouldn't wallow in sin. We shouldn't do it. See, the Greeks thought of Tartarus as a subterranean place lower than Hades. Hades means just simply the grave, where divine punishment was meted out. Thus the term came to be employed in Jewish apocalyptic literature. They thought it was lower hell. But some of us live so wicked, we ought to go to a lower hell. Not loving one another. See, man, I got to have this red before I sit down. Let me have 1 John 3. Tell you what, not one from this translation. 1 John 3.
Verse 10?
Yeah.
In this, the children of God
uh-huh.
are manifest.
Right.
And the children of the devil.
Uh-huh.
Whosoever doeth not righteousness
uh-huh.
is not of God.
Uh-huh.
Neither he that loveth
uh-huh.
his brother.
Uh-huh.
For this is the message
uh-huh.
that ye heard from the beginning.
Uh-huh.
That we should love one another.
Love one another. Read.
Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one
uh-huh.
and slew his brother.
Uh-huh.
And therefore slew he him. Because
right.
his own works were evil
uh-huh.
and his brother's righteous.
Right.
Marvel not, my brother, if
uh-huh.
the world hate you.
Uh-huh.
We know that we have passed from death unto
uh-huh.
life because we love the brethren.
Amen.
That he loveth not his brother
uh-huh.
abide in death.
Abide in death.
Whosoever hated his brother
uh-huh.
is a murderer.
Uh-huh.
And ye know that no murderer has
eternal life. Abide in that.
Whereby perceive we that love of God
uh-huh.
because he laid down his life
Amen.
For us. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren.
Is any of us willing to lay down our life for your neighbor sitting next door to you? I know that's Bible. That's Bible book, chapter and verse. We supposed to love each other that much. It's too much unlove in the church today. Too much hatred in the church today. God said you're a murderer. And NIV said you're walking in darkness. And you will stay in darkness. Talking to the church of Christ, not to the world. We got to love one another. We got to have a forgiving heart. And we want to get to them holy gates. See, man, we got to. You know, Paul said, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor will not be in vain. We got to love, we got to labor to try to win as many souls that we can. But I can't be going to happy hour with him, drinking margaritas, trying to teach him around. If you do go, drink a Coke. Revelation, all right, Revelation 14. Revelation 14.
And 10, verse 10?
Yeah, just read that one.
The same shall drink of the wine
mm-hmm.
of the wrath of God,
uh-huh.
which is poured out without mixture mm-hmm. into the cup of his indignation.
Okay.
And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels
uh-huh.
and in the presence of the Lamb.
Okay.
And the smoke of their torment ascended up forever and ever, and they have not rest day nor night.
Okay.
Who worship the mm-hmm. beast and his image,
uh-huh.
and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name.
Uh-huh. That's enough. See, we don't want to go to Gehenna hell. Because it's just bad. Okay, it's just me. And another thing, there's a few more things, and that's it, Gary. And that's it. It's not long. We got to stop preferring one another before another. We got to stop having partiality. But if you have respect to a person, you commit sin. It's sin to be in cliques. If you ain't want, get out. If you're shocking, get out. It's sin. This is the last one, Gary, I promise you. 1 Corinthians 6:9-11. This is it. Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither sexually immoral, idolaters, adulterers, not male prostitutes, nor homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor the greedy, not drunkards, not slanderers, not swindlers, will inherit the kingdom of God. Can't get there like that. But some of us was washed. Sanctified,
yes, sir.
Set apart for the word of God.
Yes, yes.
And we got to try our best to live like that.
Yes.
Hey, Jesus is simply the grave. Jesus went to hell. Acts 2:27. What? Jesus went to hell? That's only the grave. That's all hell is. And that's the four hells. You don't want to hear the hell. Don't want it. Time is up.
We read of a place that's called heaven. It's made for the pure and the free. These truths in God word he has given. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be, sweet home of the happy and free. Fair heaven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be.
Thank you for singing that song, Brother Bear. How beautiful heaven must be. Woo, Levi, you got it smoking up here, brother. Woo, my. Now, that's what Brother Levi, give it to him. I don't need that water. He needs that water. Yes, sir. Boy, he did a good job, didn't he? Yeah. Now, let's talk about heaven. I want to give some heaven facts. Some heaven biblical facts. And I hope I can stir your hearts and your minds to want to go to heaven. I know we say that all the time, but you study about heaven, it just stirs you up. Stirs you up. Heaven is the place where God is. It's the place where God is. The Bible says in Matthew 6:9, you remember when Jesus was teaching his apostles how to pray, he says, pray then in this way, our Father, which art in heaven. That's where God is. And I've always liked to be where somebody's in charge.
Amen.
God is in heaven. In Luke 3:22, the Bible says, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him, that's Jesus, when Jesus was on this earth in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came out of heaven. That was God's voice, and he said, you are my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. That's where God is. He speaks out of heaven. In Colossians, Apostle Paul, when he was writing to the Colossian church in Colossians 4:1, he said, masters, grant to your slaves justice and fairness, among some other things he taught them, knowing that you too have a master. You know where he is? He's in heaven. And heaven is a real place.
Right.
It's a real place, just as notice this. Hell is a real place.
Right.
And we want to bring the reality to the saints for us to know that God is going to make things right one day.
Amen.
He's going to make all things right one day. But heaven is a real place. You remember when Jesus was on this earth and he was preparing, not too long before he left, he said, "In my Father's house are many dwelling places, many mansions." He says, "If it were not so, I would have told you." He says, "I go to prepare a place." A literal place. I know that we don't know how the place looks, and it is, he's speaking in spiritual terms, but it is a destination. It's somewhere we're going that's not on this earth.
Amen.
It's a place. And he said, "If I go and prepare this place, I'm going to come again and receive you unto myself." I was doing some study and found out that God is the builder of heaven. God is the builder of heaven. In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 10, it says, "For he was looking for the city which has foundation." Speaking of Abraham, if you will, he says, who's an architect and builder is God. And I've interspersed through this PowerPoint some pictures I found. I was just, you know, I'm kind of cuckoo sometimes, and I like to visualize things. And I, you know what I did? I did earlier this week. I googled the most beautiful natural places in the world, and I put some pictures up just to kind of flash through every now and then, so you can see these places. And know, because you know, no man did this. Yeah, no man did this. I didn't want to show some buildings, because you know a builder built a building, but these man can't take credit for. But I wanted you to see them, because see, even this does not compare to what God has done with heaven. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 1, the Bible says, "For we know that if this earthly tent house, which is our house, is torn down, we have a building from God."
Yes.
Yes, a house not made with hands, eternal. The scriptures say eternal in the heavens. As hell is eternal, heaven is eternal.
Amen.
It's God's residence. And it's also, when studying about heaven, you see that heaven is up somewhere.
It's up
somewhere, up above somewhere. According to Acts chapter 1 and verse 11, they also said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up, looking into the sky?" He says, "This Jesus who has been taken away from you into heaven, who has been taken up from you to into heaven, will come just the same way as you watched him go into heaven." So they were standing there as Jesus was resurrected from the dead, and he came and spent 40 days with the apostles, and he was teaching them. And then as he ascended up into the sky, everybody looked at it. Same thing all of us would have done, the same thing. I'd have been looking up at the same time, trying to, where in the world? And you know, he wasn't Superman, but he is Superman.
Amen.
Jesus went up. Boy, that had to be a sight to see. And he disappeared in the clouds, and he went up. And he said, just like he went up, he is also coming down. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. "For the Lord himself," the scriptures say, will descend from heaven. So when Jesus comes again, he's coming from on high. And he's coming from heaven. So God is in heaven, and Jesus is in heaven,
amen,
according to the scripture. And I know you, like me, you want to know, well, what does heaven look like? Lord have mercy, what does it look like? And only in the Bible, Stephen, some of you remember Stephen?
Yeah.
In the book of Acts in chapter 7,
yeah,
after Stephen preached this long dissertation, this long sermon,
right,
to the people, and he preached Jesus, the gospel of Jesus Christ, to them, and he made them so mad they started cutting themselves and throwing rocks at him. And listen to what Acts chapter 7 verse 55 says. "But being full of the Holy Spirit, he gazed intently into heaven." And the Bible says, "and saw the glory of God." Oh, that mercy. The Spirit of the Lord was on him, wasn't it? The Holy Spirit was on him, and he was about to die. But he looked up into heaven, and he saw. Now, the Bible says no man has seen God with his own eyes and live.
Amen.
But he saw the glory of God. And you know, the glory of God outshines the sun.
Amen.
And he looked up and he saw the glory of God. Lord have mercy. He peeped into heaven and saw God. And then he saw Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And I was imagining in my mind, Lord have mercy. You know, that had to be something to know that you are about to die. Oh, but it had to be something else to know that you're going to be in the hands of a just God. It's one thing to die. You know, as we get old, I know we don't like to talk about death. And I know some of us still think we're going to live forever. But you're not going to live forever. And every now and then, you need to get your mind on what's going to happen to you.
Amen.
After you die. Sometimes when we pray prayers, we need to pray intently to God.
Amen.
With the intention of knowing that, Lord, I want to be with you one day.
Amen.
I want to be with you one day in heaven. And also John, the Apostle John, as he was on the Isle of Patmos, it seems like God allowed John to see something that no other man had seen. He got it from Jesus. Jesus gave it to John according to Revelation chapter 1, verse 1 through number 3. And John wrote in the book of Revelation all of these metaphors of things that he saw. Some he understood, some perhaps he didn't understand.
Right.
And he wrote them for us, and we read them, and we try to get a glimpse of what God, what heaven is going to be like. But nobody on this earth, no man really knows what heaven is like.
Right.
So even as you see some of these pictures, they don't give a glimpse. How do you know that, Brother Gary? According to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, the Bible says, "But just as it is written, things which eye has not seen, and ears hath not heard, and which have not entered into the heart of you," you can't even think of what God has prepared for those who love him.
Amen.
I thought about that. So you imagine the best of the best of the best of the best of the best that you could have. You're the best house that you've seen. The best, you know, some of you watch these television shows, the lifestyles of the rich and famous, and you see these mansions and these estates and 10 garages and for all of these bedrooms and all. Nothing can compare to what God has prepared for. That's right, Brother Levi. All that stuff is going to be burned up. All of it's going to be burned up. Heaven is the ultimate reward.
Amen.
Heaven for the saints, for the Christian, is the grand prize. It's what all of us are striving for. It should be on the top of our list to make it to heaven. Yes,
Amen.
Jesus said, "I came that you might have life on this earth." But you know, I don't care what you have on this earth. It's only temporary. God, give me a job. It's still just temporary. God, give me something to eat. You'll be hungry tomorrow.
Amen.
Give me a car. It's going to die. It's going to. God, I need a husband. He going to die.
Amen.
God, I need a wife. She going to take all your money, and then she going to die. Woo, Lord have mercy. Yes, yes. Heaven is the ultimate reward. Matthew chapter 5, verse 11. Matthew chapter 5. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Yes, we go through some trials. And yes, we go through some suffering. Yes, we make some sacrifices. Yes, we could be at home watching TV. Yes, we could be doing something else. But you're in the best place tonight right now.
Amen.
And the scriptures would tell us that no sacrifice or suffering on this earth can compare to the joys of heaven. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 2, "For indeed in this house we groan, longing to be clothed with our dwelling from heaven."
Amen.
That's what this life is. In this life we do groan. Somebody, we groaning right now. Our body's grown, our mind's grown. Things can't never get right. Even when they get right, they don't stay right.
Right.
And they make us groan, and we see sadness. Even when we are happy, we see others who are sad. Why? Because of sin in the world. Your sins, my sins, our sins, our father's sins, our grandfather's sins, people's sin. And it makes us groan while we're on this earth. But listen to what Paul said in Romans chapter 8, verse 18. "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us."
Amen.
No, we don't have it now, but if we stay faithful till we die, God's going to give us a reward that will make us forget about all the pain, all the suffering, all the sacrifices, all the trials. If we make it to heaven, permanent. Heaven is our permanent residence.
Amen.
It's our permanent. One thing I hate, oh Lord, I hate more than that, and I'm going to use the word hate, is moving. It's packing up, moving, they're moving you or anybody. Somebody call you and say, well, y'all got a truck? No, I don't have a truck. Did the church have a truck? No. Well, Lord, please don't let me lie. Philippians chapter 3, verse 20 says, for our citizenship. Some of us, we spoil. We spoil. We've been, some of us, you've been at the same address for 50, 60 years. And you haven't had to move. And there's some people that come to America. And, you know, I watched a program. As a matter of fact, I knew a guy who was going to his citizenship day where he's going to be a legal citizen in the year. Then he was so nervous all that day. I'm going, he said, he was hoping they didn't have any hangups. And he went and he was awarded to be a citizen of the United. He was so happy. And I'm like, man. And I thought about, well, I guess I'm already a citizen.
Yeah.
And I just took it for granted. But Lord, the Bible says for our citizenship, our permanent residence is in heaven.
Amen.
The scriptures say, from which also we eagerly wait for a Savior,
amen,
the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform, notice, the body of our humble state into the conformity with the body of his glory by the exertion of the power that he has even to subject. God got the power to change us from this temporary body to a permanent body.
Amen.
Somebody shout off ought to say praise the Lord. See, in heaven, we won't have these same body. Glory, hallelujah. I'm too short. I'm too tall. I'm too fat. But
You
don't have to worry about that in heaven.
We like
God. Oh, Lord. Even some of you that look good, you still hurting. Yeah, your body's hurting. You know, I've been working out, trying to walk. I'm trying to keep my energy up so I can be able to, God can use me like I want him to use me. And, I walk, I feel good, and all of a sudden you get a cold.
Yeah.
Your allergies start, the headaches all over you. And thank the Lord that this body, God's going to transform the body when we're talking about heaven, so you ain't got to worry about catching a cold from nobody in heaven.
Amen,
somebody.
Amen.
Oh, but I got to land this plane. And see, and this, we're talking about heaven, but who is heaven for? For who is heaven for? In Philippians chapter 1, verse 1, Paul and Timothy. This is who is for. Paul and Timothy, they're preachers now. They're preachers in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Bond servants of Christ Jesus. The heaven is for slaves of Christ.
Amen.
It's for servants of Christ, Paul and Timothy, they were bonds. So then it says to all the saints, if you were here last night, if you're here on yesterday, to all the saints, do we have any saints in the house tonight?
Amen.
To all the saints, that's who, notice this, Philippians chapter 3, verse 20, it says, for our citizenship. Well, the letter was written, go back to the first part of the letter. He says, Paul, a bondservant, Timothy, a bondservant. Then it says, to all the saints. So he says, who is a citizen in heaven? The slaves and all the saints. So if you're here tonight and you're not a saint, this is not talking to you. Lord, he's not talking to you if you're not a saint. But Lord have mercy, if the Lord says the same, you're going to have an opportunity in just a moment to become a saint.
Amen.
Notice, because if you're not a saint, you don't need to be talking about heaven. Somebody praying over you. Somebody saying that you're going to heaven. If you're not a saint, you're not getting into heaven. According to the scripture, Colossians chapter 1, verse 5, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. Also talking to the Christians, to the saints, to the church at Colossae, of which you previously heard, how you hear in the word of truth, the gospel. Now that's what's going to get you into heaven. Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1, moreover, brethren, thou declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you receive, by which you are saved, wherein you stand, if you keep in memory what I've delivered unto you. How that Jesus died for our sins according to the scriptures. How he was buried, how he raised from the grave on the third day according to the scriptures. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. In Acts chapter 2 verse 37, the Bible says, and when they heard this, what did they hear? They heard that gospel. When they heard this, they were pricked in their heart. And they said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? See, they heard the word. They says, men and brethren, what shall we do? They believed the word. They even made a confession. And then Peter told them, repent and be baptized. All in one sermon, he told them everything they needed to do. The Bible says he told them to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness and the remission of your sins. He said, then he says, and the promise is unto you and unto your children. Then it says, and unto they that are afar off. That he reached and got all of us. Even as many as the Lord your God has called. That's what the Bible says. And so if you want to go to heaven, you better answer just like they did answer. And if you deny, you deny. The scripture says, I believe in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse number 8, literally Levi, in flame and fire. That we're going back to hell. I didn't want to get on hell, but I have to hit this before I sit down. In flame and fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, we want to go to hell. We want to stay out of hell. But everything that we got, amen, we want to make heaven our everlasting, eternal citizenship, place of abode, permanent residence. Is there anybody in here that needs to be baptized into Jesus Christ? You come by faith and you believe just like they believed on the day of Pentecost and obey the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Lord will add you to the kingdom of God, the church of God, the house of God. You become a saint. Your name is written in the Lamb's book of life. If you have a prayer request, won't you come as we stand and sing?
We read of a place that's called heaven. It's made for the pure and the free. These truths in God's word he has given. How beautiful heaven must be.
Yes, how beautiful
heaven must be.